Alaska Governor Bill Walker today signed a memorandum of understanding with Japan-based Resource Energy Inc. for liquefied natural gas development and export out of Cook Inlet. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
The agreement stems from Japan's desire to branch away from nuclear power in favor of LNG in the aftermath of the massive 2011 earthquake, which caused the shutdown of the Fukushima nuclear plant. Governor Walker says the memorandum of understanding doesn't include many specifics.
It's just more of a cooperation agreement, acknowledging they have a need and we have a need. Our need is for a market, they're needed for supply. And so it's a first step of what could be a long relationship.
Resource Energy is working on longer-term development plans for North Slope LNG, which could come to fruition by 2025. But companies are expecting a market window in Japan before then. So Governor Walker says REI is considering a project in Cook Inlet.
It is a small-scale effort in Cook Inlet to sort of get something, sort of a foot in the door, get something started, some flow going in that direction.
REI is confident LNG exports from Cook Inlet would be viable. The company anticipates a 1 million ton capacity by 2019, increasing to as much as 3 million tons. REI spokesperson Shinichi Shimizu says the company is looking into the costs and figuring out exactly what infrastructure will be needed at the Mat-Su Valley's Port McKenzie.
We have to build brand new LNG facilities there. So I can't say exactly right now what sort of development we have to expect in Port McKenzie.
Shimizu says the company expects to have a better idea of what will be needed by the end of March 2015. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.